Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
At 11 minutes past 6 o'clock, Barbara, good morning. We start with the very sad news of the passing of a literary giant. That's Toni Morrison.
Yeah, so hashtag Toni Morrison was probably the biggest trending story on Twitter or hashtag on Twitter yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of tweets globally. And there's not much more to say. Just to say that, you know, she rose to prominence for her work dedicated to centering the lives and histories of Black Americans, and will be remembered particularly for her pithy and pertinent comments about racism. The top tweet was from Barack Obama, part of his tweet saying, "Her writing was a beautiful, meaningful challenge to our conscience and our moral imagination. What a gift to breathe the same air as her, if only for a while."
It was a gift indeed. And of course, Beloved is the book that she won the accolades for, turned into a movie by Oprah Winfrey, amongst others. And a wonderful, wonderful literary giant. May her soul rest in peace. And then in a furious tweet, EFF's Floyd Jivambu hitting back at Blaine Zimande. What for?
Yeah, so at an address to the SACP, the South African Communist Party, this week, Blade sort of accused them of wearing Louis Vuitton overalls. You know, the whole idea of the champagne socialist tag that is often leveled at members of the EFF. And Floyd responded in a tweet saying, "What do you call an old frail man who deliberately tell lies in a primary school hall rally? Louis Vuitton overall? Where?" etc. You know, the usual kind of exchange. And, you know, obviously this is in the wake of a long line of accusations that they have a penchant for expensive alcohol and fancy shoes. Floyd himself was, you know, just tweeted during the state of emergency that he was wearing these very expensive Ferragamo shoes. Whether it's true or not, we do not know. No one has ever verified that the overalls are designed by Louis Vuitton. I doubt that they are.
Sadly, they're more likely to be made in China. let's finish off with South African singer Lira becoming the very first African to be honored with a one-of-a-kind doll in her image as part of Barbie's 60th anniversary Shiro campaign.
Yeah, so she tweeted lovely pictures of herself holding her Barbie doll. You know, what everyone's views are about Barbie dolls, they do this this campaign, the Shiro, you know, celebrating, you know, women heroes. And I just think it's really cool that she is the first African to be honored in this way. And she said she's deeply honored to be Barbie's first African role model. And, you know, she is a role model. She likes to be a role model to show girls more diverse people can actually be part of that. And she just said it's been a long journey for her and she was very excited that she had been given this honor.
And rightly so. Thank you very much, Barbara. She's back with us tomorrow morning.